25 after three. What do you think about voting in local council elections? Should it be compulsory? If it is in the state and the federal election, why not in local elections? Should we either make them all compulsory or all voluntary? Tasmania has just made voting in local council elections compulsory, which leaves just South Australia and Western Australia as the last two jurisdictions with voluntary voting still in place. On the line is Andy Asquith, a local government expert at Curtin University. Good to talk to you again, Andy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Do you think it should be all compulsory in local government elections?
Without a doubt, yes.
And why is that the case?
Well, it would, as you noted, it would align them with state and federal elections. But more importantly, at the moment, local government is a poor relative in terms of elections. And the turnout is not what it ought to be, not what it should be. And if the way to rectify that is to make voting compulsory, then I think that's what we should do. And I think at the heart of this, Ollie, is the simple fact that we are privileged to live in a democracy.
Mm. We are.
Voting is a fundamental human right that most humans don't enjoy.
Do you think if we made it compulsory in local government elections, Andy, it would also lift communities' perception of local government and it would also lift our engagement with our local government areas?
Well, as well as making it compulsory, to get the things that you talk about, we have to have a very large ongoing civics education program. We have to talk up local government. And one of the issues that we have is local government is really talked about and voting is talked about round about election time.
Mm.
And then it goes quiet. But we need to get people engaged. We need to have an ongoing conversation. That needs to be led by the state premier. And it needs to be an ongoing discussion. So we need to have a public education program. We need to talk about it in schools as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's probably the level of government we are actually most impacted by, Andy, depending on where we live and if we own a house in that particular council area. It affects us probably a lot more on a day-to-day basis than the decisions by state and federal governments.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, if you think about the things that we interact with on a daily basis that are provided by local government. Federal government is a long way away. The state government's not quite as far. Local government is here. It's on our doorstep. It's in our house. And local government hasn't been very good at publicising this fact. And you talk about this idea of engagement.
Mm.
One of the very sad and frightening statistics that is replicated internationally is that with young people, if they don't vote in any of the first three elections after their 18th birthday, they will never vote. So it's the older generations that have got voting instilled into them. So quite literally, voting is a dying art.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it, Andy? Because we want to be as engaged as we possibly can be, and there's other functions these days as well, because you like to be perhaps part of a local community group on social media and the like. One other one for you though, Andy. If you're a member of a political party and you want to run for a local council, should you have to declare that, whether you're a member of the Greens, the Liberal Party, the Labor Party, the Nationals, One Nation, whatever it might be?
Without a doubt, yes, you should. And there are very good reasons for this. One is obviously about transparency. Quite often, if people don't know a candidate, and few people will know all the candidates, it's very hard to determine from the material that's put out there exactly what they stand for.
Mm.
As soon as a candidate stands with a party rosette, whichever colour, that instantly the voter has got some idea as to what the social and political values of the candidate is. So it's much more transparent in that sense.
Yeah.
But interestingly, I did some work on this in New Zealand, and what we found was that those candidates that stood on a clear party platform had a much higher chance of being elected than those who stood as independents, in inverted commas.
Mm.
So if you are a member of a party and you and you do put this on public display, your chances of winning the election are far greater.
Fascinating. Andy, really appreciate your time and your expertise. He's a local government expert at Curtin University, WA, and South Australia, for that matter, the last two states in Australia which have not made local government elections compulsory. Should we? Should we join the majority of the country in making local government elections compulsory? Give us a call, 133-882. Dan says, the problem with local council election candidates is that the councils and the candidates do their best to hide their policies. The best you get from them is very generalised nothing statements like, we support schools and parks. We don't have a clue on who we're voting for. It's a very good point, Dan. Schools and parks, good slogan, but that's about it. I think that candidates must declare if they're a member of a political party. I think that's a must. But if we're going to make elections compulsory at a state and a federal level, should we make them compulsory at a local level, or we just make them all voluntary? 133-882.